wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob. Unfortunately,
this is why we can't have
nice things.
We never miss out on these folks who are just kind of missing it, life. But still try to find love. Why we can't have nice things starts us with a lovely couple that got married back in December. This is over in India. Unfortunately, they are already seeking a divorce due to irreconcilable differences.
Oh, no.
And those irreconcilable differences are between their pets. So the couple bonded over their love of animals, but over the past few months, they've realized their pets are not bonding. The wife says her husband's dog harasses and attacks her cat repeatedly. He says her cat won't stop hovering over the fish tank and is antagonizing the dog. And in the end, the woman picks her cat and the man picks his dog. They have tried counseling. Humankind, that is. But
I mean, did they even date before?
There was
this?
Even a family intervention, but nothing has worked. Currently being sorted out in family court.
Doesn't remind you of anyone?
No, not at all. No. Dum, 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 dum. I can make anything work, man, when it comes to pets.
So we really, really love ice cream in my house. But this is enough to switch us over to cucumbers. De'Adrian Anderson went viral back in 2020 because he was caught licking a tub of Bluebell.
Oh, yeah.
In beautiful Port Arthur. And is back in trouble again. He was on probation for the crime, but later had it revoked. He's now behind bars for 6 months. Hmm. Was our ice cream safe?
Now it is. Cereal liquor. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to, a wedding.
How about that?
Yeah, this wedding happened last Saturday in Maplewood, Minnesota, according to the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office. That's not good to always put at the end of a sentence that was talking about your wedding.
Yeah.
As first responders were called to this particular Methodist church on reports of shots fired and found a 36-year-old who'd been shot once in each leg at the reception.
Oh, my word.
Authorities say the shooting occurred at the wedding reception. About 100 people in attendance. And the groom and one of the groomsmen getting into a discussion about the history of the bride. So it makes you wonder, were they aiming at the legs or did they miss somewhere else? That's what makes you wonder.
So have you ever heard of the man by the name of Zach Derenyuk? Derenyowski.
That guy. Yeah. Derenyowski. No, the first one. The first one I knew. Went to Brewer in 87.
Neither have I, but apparently he's a famous influencer, KB. He goes around giving people money. Namely, one Curtis Dixon, who was so poor that he was contemplating selling his wedding band to pay his bills. Zach was looking for someone to be kind. Curtis stepped up. So he got $1,000. But then Zach started a GoFundMe that made him another $100,000. Well, until the guy's nephew heard about it and kidnapped him, took him to various ATMs to steal his money, tied up his wife. She eventually called police. Yeah, they're now in prison. Curtis will be going straight to heaven. They nabbed him by having a lady pretend to break down in her car, and he offered to help.
Well, that's awful nice. Guy's got a good heart. Well, they say charity begins at home, but I guess crime does too.
It's convenient.
Speaking of relations, love, and commitment. Let's go to Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And Portsmouth police say wife and a husband have been both, we get these from time to time, both arrested for DUIs on the same night within a two-hour time frame. See, 36-year-old, the wife, Kayla, was arrested at 12:52 a.m. They observed the vehicle, multiple traffic violations, and DUI. So she was taken to the clink, where her husband, 46-year-old Matthew, came to pick her up. Wheeler shows up, the Matthew, the husband. He reeks.
Oh, no.
And he's arrested, too. DUI. Ah, the couple that drinks together.
You know, other things go well together. Bacon and eggs, peanut butter and jelly, wine. And wine, but cigarettes and straight oxygen, not so much. A woman on an oxygen machine decided to light up. This was all against doctor's recommendations.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You see where this is going?
Oh, no.
She wound up with severe burns.
Oh.
And our love going out to Trinity County, Texas.
Okay.
Don't do that. Sorry.
Safety first, kids. Although this may have helped her. Seven suspects in the state of Florida have been arrested in connection targeting Home Depot stores in a theft ring involving more than $800,000 worth of smoke detectors.
What?
How many smoke detectors do you have to steal to get it? Nearly $1 million worth of smoke detectors have been stolen from all across Florida Home Depots in this theft ring, and they've now nabbed seven suspects right there. They started suspecting the possible thieves when they caught somebody with about $100,000 in 9-volt batteries, and there's only one reason to use them.
Dum, 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 d